Aptos flaw could have exposed $70, Ethical Hackers report. Two ethical hackers say they uncovered a critical vulnerability in the Aptos blockchain that could have put roughly $70 billion in on-chain value at risk. The claim was surfaced publicly on July 8, 2026, framed as a responsible disclosure rather than an active incident, meaning the flaw was reported through proper channels before any attacker could reach it. The headline number refers to the total value the researchers say the bug could have touched, not money that was taken. As of the disclosure, there is no indication that user funds were lost. That distinction matters. A vulnerability with a large theoretical blast radius is a very different event from a live drain, and the two should not be read as the same thing. The disclosure, and what is still unconfirmed, details beyond the top line are thin at the time of writing. The core claim is that the flaw was severe enough to reach a large share of value secured on the network, and that it was handled through ethical disclosure. Specifics such as the exact component affected, the patch timeline, and any bounty paid have not been fully laid out in the initial reports. That uncertainty is worth stating plainly, rather than papering over. Early security stories often shift as postmortems arrive, and a $70 billion figure is an upper bound estimate of exposure, not a measured loss. Readers should treat the scale as an illustration of why the finding was serious, not as a settled account of what happened. Aptos or the researchers may publish a technical write-up that adjusts the framing. Responsible disclosure is the quiet win here. The reason this story reads as reassuring rather than alarming comes down to how it surfaced. When researchers find a flaw and report it privately, the protocol gets a chance to patch before anyone with bad intent can act. The alternative plays out in public in expensive fashion, and the crypto industry has plenty of examples from the past year alone. Recent months have shown both outcomes. The BonkDAO governance attack drained a $20 million treasury after an attacker bought up votes, and the Illbloom seed phrase flaw exposed 2014 wallets with $5 million already drained before users could react. Those were failures caught only after money moved. An Aptos flaw patched through disclosure, if the account holds up, lands on the other side of that ledger. Bug bounties and coordinated disclosure are cheap insurance by comparison. Paying a researcher a meaningful reward is a rounding error against a 9- or 10-figure exposure, and it converts an adversarial relationship into a cooperative one. The economics favor the protocols that make it easy and lucrative to report flaws. The read-across for anyone spending or holding on-chain. Most people reading this do not run validators or audit move contracts. The practical takeaway is about counterparty and platform risk, the kind that sits underneath every wallet, exchange balance, and card program. Value on any chain rests on the assumption that the base layer holds. When a smart contract platform of Aptos's size can carry a flaw of this claimed magnitude, it is a reminder that on-chain is not automatically safe. It is safe to the extent that the code has been audited, tested, and stress-checked by people incentivized to break it first. That applies whether you are holding assets in a self-custody setup, where you control the keys, or trusting a custodial provider to hold funds on your behalf. For card users specifically, the layers stack. A crypto card typically sits on top of a wallet or exchange balance, which sits on top of a chain, which sits on top of its contracts. Custodial card programs add counterparty risk, since a provider insolvency can freeze balances the way FTX and Wirecard once did. Self-custody removes that middle layer but hands you full responsibility for key security. Neither model escapes the base layer question this Aptos disclosure raises. Is the code underneath actually sound? The honest answer is that no user can verify that directly. The proxy is to prefer platforms and chains with active bug bounty programs, published audits, and a track record of handling disclosures well. A protocol that pays researchers to attack it and fixes what they find is signaling something real about how it treats security.